Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. My name is Paul Segretto, CEO of Franchise Foundry, a proud sponsor of Social Geek Radio. Now, if you're really ready to geek it out, I'd like to introduce you to Social Geek Radio's hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Monson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Segretto, for that wonderful intro and your continued support of Social Geek Radio. Good evening, everyone. It is 8 o'clock back east and 5 o'clock out west, and this is Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson from Engage One-to-One. Deb Evans is, as we say, on assignment tonight, getting everything ready for the IFA Public Affairs Conference and won't be joining us live tonight. But I know she's listening as she's getting some things prepared for the big conference and all of the events that are scheduled around the IFA Public Affairs Conference. It's taking place September 15th, 16th, and 17th at the JW Marriott in Washington, D.C. So any franchisors, franchisees, marketing folks, technology folks, small business owners, suppliers, industry supporters, everyone is welcome to join us at the IFA Public Affairs Conference. If you haven't registered yet, please go to franchise.org. I believe pre-registration is still open until this coming Friday. But if you're involved in the franchising industry whatsoever, you'll definitely want to attend, support the franchise industry, support your fellow franchisors and franchisees, and help some of our friends in Washington, D.C. make the right decisions and the right calls when it comes to small business in the United States of America. Okay. Off of my soapbox for now. Joining us tonight on Social Geek Radio is a friend of the show, someone that I actually met through the International Franchise Association a couple of years ago, and that is Clarissa Bradstock, CEO of Any Lab Test Now. Good evening, Clarissa.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for having me on this evening.
Well, thanks for joining us, and I understand you'll be joining us at the Public Affairs Conference as well. Looking forward to seeing you there again.
Oh, likewise. I am very much looking forward to it myself.
And you've been a part of franchising and the IFA and Women's Franchise Network and some other organizations involved in franchising for a while now. Before we get into the healthcare topic, let's talk a little bit about what's happening in franchising these days. What do you see happening? Any big trends or anything that that you're really noticing this year?
Well, you know, when I go to different franchise events, whether it's an IFA or other conferences, and I'm also on the board of directors for the Southeastern Franchise Forum, I always ask other franchisors, how is your business today? How are your franchisees doing? And what I listen to those responses are probably the best indicator of economic trends in my view. And talking to a lot of other franchisors, whether it is food-related, hospitality, hotels, even healthcare, of course, seeing a lot of positive trends, a lot of growth in the market. So it's a very exciting time. Of course, we have to keep an eye on what's going on within Washington and the different state levels related to, of course, employee compensation and that kind of thing. But overall, a very positive trend that is happening out there in the franchise community.
That's good, and it could be a leading indicator for the rest of the economy as well. I every day we see some people saying the economy is going one way, some people telling a very different story. So in franchising, it feels like the folks that I'm talking to are giving me sort of the same story that you're saying too, that, you know, we do see light at the end of the tunnel if we're not already, you know, getting closer to the light, right?
Oh, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we do employer. It's really interesting in working with a lot of the major labs that we work with. They're seeing the highest percentage of employee testing, which means that more people are hiring this year than they've seen in 6 to 7 years. So, again, we're seeing all of the positive indicators in the economy, so very positive.
That's an interesting leading indicator of employment right there with employee testing. So why don't we – let's talk a little bit about Any Lab Test Now. Tell us a little bit about the business and the type of testing you do and some of the other work that you might do.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much. You know, we Innolabs has now started in the Atlanta market back in 1992, and we started franchising in 2007, and we now have over 150 units throughout the U.S., and we do clinical laboratory testing, DNA relationship testing, as well as toxicology testing. So folks can come straight into us and request any one of those tests, whether it be a cholesterol test, a drug test for their employer, or maybe they want to self-screen for whatever reason, or a paternity test. So we are able to provide all those services without having to go see a physician first. But with that said, we actually work very closely with healthcare practitioners throughout the U.S.
So the things that someone maybe 15 years ago would have had to go through their primary care physician or their doctor's office or a hospital, they can now actually just come to Innolabs now and get some of those tests done without going through a few other layers.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And, again, we work closely with physicians, but some people want to actually come in and get their lab tests done and then go to the physician. And some people like to really just really focus on monitoring their health as well as taking advantage of some of the latest specialty tests out there on the market. So it's a lot of fun, and we just make a tremendous difference out in the lives of our customers who avail themselves of our services.
And it seems like, you know, even 15 years ago or so, even to get some tests done through a hospital would take forever, or you'd have to go to multiple locations, or maybe even somewhere out of state. So the fact that you've got over 100 locations now, it seems like the franchising model is something that works very well for you and also for your customers. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the challenges that you've got with healthcare is that it can be a very highly regulated area. And what we do for our franchisees is help them navigate through that. And, you know, you've got state regulations and a few other things. So working within the constraints of our system where we've learned how to work within that system is very advantageous. And the great thing for our customers is that with the direct access, it's called direct access testing, again, they can go straight to us and the lab results come back to them directly without having to go to their physician. Or we can send them both to the customer and to the physician. So it really is the best of all worlds.
And I would imagine there's also probably a lot of navigation that you might need to help franchisees and their customers with when it comes to insurance or other types of payment for these services.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting with us. We have always been what you call self-pay.
So
we actually don't take any insurance. And the great thing about that is the transparency. I think what we're hearing from our customers is when they go get a test at the hospital or the physician's practice or whatever, even if they have insurance, and a lot of our customers now have high deductible with health savings accounts, they don't really know what the end result's going to be until they get the bill, which could be 6 weeks later. And what they thought would cost, you know, $49 for what they would pay with us could be as high as $600 or $700. So really what we're looking at, of course, is the retail transparency of healthcare.
And there could be a situation where maybe someone doesn't even want to deal with their insurance for certain issues and things like that. And it's easier just to, you know, sort of go one-on-one. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Some people just like certain tests to be really kind of off their medical record for whatever reasons. Maybe it's life insurance exams, whatever. We that's their choice. And we allow them to do that, and that helps by the fact that we don't take insurance.
And I guess that whole privacy aspect, too, that's probably something else that that your team and franchisees and everyone, it's a challenge, but it's also something that you can definitely help people sort of navigate all of the privacy rules as I'm sure they're changing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As far as HIPAA and so forth, of course, we're completely HIPAA compliant as an organization, and we really work with our franchisees on that. But we also provide for our customers, again, a level of working with us where they can be, in most states, they can be completely anonymous if they decide for whatever reason. But we do give the consumer the choice. They can make some of the decisions about their health care and how they want it to be, you know, given if they want it to be on their medical record or not. So.
Great. Outside of testing, let's talk a little bit about other healthcare issues in franchising. It seems like there are new concepts coming up all of the time, which is great. It's the lifeblood of the franchising structure, I think. What are you seeing when it comes to other types of healthcare companies and franchising? Is that a fast growing area? Is it just kind of getting off of the ground now? What are your thoughts there?
Oh, you know, well, it depends. Let's talk about how big that umbrella is, because I look at spa franchises like Massage Envy and Massage Heights and so forth. They're under the umbrella of healthcare, as well as other different urgent care,
sure,
chiropractic services and so forth. So it really is blossoming out there, and it really is a growth industry. And I think the main reason is consumers are looking for their healthcare and taking care of themselves above and beyond just necessarily going to see their physician. That's core to their well-being, but they're also looking at other avenues and even looking at things like yoga and so forth. So people are much more in tune about what's good for them and their individual needs. So I think that's why it's such a growth area. And, of course, then you also have to look at the aging population when you look at home health care agencies and so forth. So it really is. Healthcare is just a blossoming sector out there in the franchising community.
Yeah, I guess you're right. When you look at home health care and you look at the health and wellness clinics and spas and some of those things, wow, you could really take care of yourself in quite a number of ways without really having a doctor's office or a hospital involved in the process, right?
Again, you know, I think that when you're working with all of the different sectors that are healthcare franchises, again, we are all closely aligned with other healthcare practitioners. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an important part of knowing that we are a part of a bigger community and that we help each other. And so we would, at any lab, you know, we will certainly refer our patients over to physicians, chiropractors, naturopaths, massage, a spa entities, and so forth. So we look at the holistic picture of the wealth of and health of our franchisees and the customers.
That's great. Do you see a lot of networking between different types of franchisees on a very local level between those different types of services?
You know, it's interesting. It's not as much as I would like. As a matter of fact,
uh-huh,
one of my passions is really trying to get where we can cross, work together on health and wellness initiatives, especially when we're working with nonprofits. For example, with AnyLab, we work with an entity called Delete Blood Cancer, and September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month. And we support Delete Blood Cancer. We're also a collection site. Many of our locations are. And it's something we're very passionate about. So we're looking and talking to other healthcare entities to see if they want to be a part of that network so that we can get the awareness out. We have had, you know, some of our customers come to us, and we had one very touching story of a man who came in and just felt kind of blah, and he was afraid of getting a blood draw, and the medical assistant helped him through that anxiety. And we basically were able to see that he had a life-threatening blood cancer and changed the course of his life. He convinced that through his experience with us and our staff that we saved his life just by being available and accessible. So, yeah, we take it very seriously and really like to give back to the community too.
Sure. And again, that gentleman may not have, 15 years ago, may not have had access or you know, been able to go in and get a simple test done like that. And that surely is life-changing, isn't it?
Well, it is. And what was really interesting in this particular, it's not like he was afraid and didn't want to go to the doctor. He just didn't feel sick. And, you know, just by us being available and being a retail location where he could walk in and just get over his needle anxiety, it really was life-changing, of course, for him. And we're just honored to do that day in, day out, working with our customers.
Oh, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing that. This is Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, and tonight our guest is Clarissa Bradstock, CEO of AnyLab Test Now. And we're talking about the effects of all of the changes in healthcare in the franchising industry. Let's talk a little bit more about the the changes in healthcare laws with the Affordable Care Act and other regulations. Is there anything that has really made a huge impact on all of these different types of healthcare franchises? And really, how is the Affordable Care Act changing the way people are doing business?
Oh boy, that question is a very challenging because we all have different niches.
Yeah.
I will tell you from our perspective at NELAB, we're seeing that we are actually our business has increased because again, there are more people that are now on high deductible plans with health savings accounts, and they're really focusing on the financial aspects of their health, you know, as much as, you know, when it's coming out of your own pocket, it's real important to understand, is that $20 copay or is that a $400 test? And that's where that's our sweet spot of helping our customers through that. We're also seeing that employers, because of the change and also the anticipated continued increase actually in healthcare insurance, that employers are doing more wellness screening. So they're trying to get us to come in to, of course, do more cholesterol testing, that kind of thing, because some of the services and treatments that people have experienced for years now are now going away. So we're seeing that for that helps us. Now, for, you know, urgent care facilities, there are more urgent care facilities because there seems to be a gap between family practice doctors. There are more and more leaving. And then the fact that the next step is, of course, emergency rooms and so forth. So you're seeing more urgent care facilities out there, especially as more people come into the system and getting more insured. So it's a very complex situation right now. And we're pleased to see that more people are getting insured, but we're also there happy to work with folks that are trying to really manage the financial aspects of their health care. So I think that's the big transition that we're seeing now.
Mm-hmm. What about marketing healthcare franchise businesses? There's got to be just a slew of unique challenges when it comes to how you market a healthcare-related business as opposed to restaurants, retail, that sort of thing. What challenges are you seeing there?
Well, you know, it's really interesting that you bring that up because healthcare, a lot of it is based at the state level and even sometimes on the local level, the county level. So we just have to navigate through that to make sure that our marketing messaging is consistent with all of the different compliance issues that we've got across the board. So that's one of the things that, you know, is an ongoing challenge for our marketing team. The other thing is really educating consumers that in this country they can get the direct access to their lab work, and that can make a very big difference on how they monitor their health. And that's it's a challenge getting that awareness out within our customer base, and that's why we see at our locations when they are out marketing and getting that word out, it just builds on itself because of the word of mouth. But it is a challenge at the beginning, just letting people know that you can actually come to us directly without having to go through your physician first.
So I would assume most of the marketing that you and other organizations are doing in this space, it's all about education and here's what you can do and here's maybe what can't be done at this level and that sort of thing.
You know, absolutely. And I think the other thing that we see, a lot of it has to do related to the Internet because people are going online, as we know, and maybe they have a question about their health. They're going to Google it, and then they're looking for responses. They're looking for some reassurance and availability to help them in those situations. And that's why we do a lot of Internet marketing. We are very big advocates of social media, and it's because we want to build a relationship with our customers. We want a lifetime customer coming to us. We want them sending their children to us. And we believe it's about building that community. So we really strongly emphasize our franchisees to be very involved in social media, and we give them tools to help them do that.
Mm-hmm. And it works very well, too, because when you're trying to educate people in a local community, social media is probably the best way to do that. And you know, you're not just forcing messages out there, but if you're educating the community and sharing some information that could actually be valuable to people in that community, I think you're spot on with using social media to get some of that messaging and education out there. Let's talk about my favorite question that I like to pose to all of our guests, Clarissa. If there was a CEO of a franchise system that was struggling and maybe not up to speed to where any lab test now is these days, let's give that CEO some advice. What would you say to help another CEO or executive within a franchise system to sort of navigate the waters in franchising these days?
Oh, that is a great question. And I think the key thing is to listen to your franchisees. At the end of the day, you know, the franchisees are our customers, and they're the ones on the front line every day listening to great ideas from their customers, listening to ways that we can improve the processes and so forth. So I think that's probably the first thing you can do if you don't have a franchise advisory council. Get one started and engage with them and really seek their feedback and get them involved in decisions. And then I think the other thing is grow slow. You know, you have to make sure you're balancing the needs of bringing capital into the business through selling franchises with making sure that you're growing right and you're growing smart by bringing the right folks in. So that's my advice. And, you know, we're real proud of where we are now and some of the challenges we faced earlier on, and just looking for great things ahead for those two reasons.
That's a great story. So growing nice and steady, but slow, but listening to the customers and the franchisees along the way. Great advice. Anything new coming down the pipeline for any lab test now? Any new projects or new initiatives that you guys are working on?
Oh boy, we have a whole laundry list of exciting things we're doing. We're rolling out some new products, which we are just starting to beta, which I'll have to kind of hold tight on that because we haven't even announced to our franchisees, but really looking at laboratory testing and taking it to the next level in response to our customers who are looking for more DNA-type tests, more environmental testing. So we're real excited about that. We're also rolling out some customer-facing things like a customer-patient portal where they can log in and get their results and have more information about tracking the results and that kind of thing. So we're really putting together a lot of exciting initiatives. And again, I just want to emphasize again the giving back to the community through working with Delete Blood Cancer. We're really excited about that. And we also have a scholarship program out of the Phoenix market. So we're really excited about moving into 2015, which I can't believe it's almost 2015 already. So.
Yeah. Hello, it's the fourth quarter is knocking on the door right now. What's the best way to reach you or your team or learn a little bit more about any lab tests now? Do we want to send folks to Facebook, to website? What's the best place for people to go?
Two things. One is our website. We do have a contact us area on our website, which is www.anylabtestnow.com. And also anyone that wants to reach out to me directly, I'd be delighted to get emails. My email address is Clarissa, that's Clarissa, @anylabtestnow.com.
All right. Excellent. So again, website is anylabtestnow.com. Go there. Learn some good stuff that the folks at Any Lab Test Now are working on these days, and connect with Clarissa, and I'm sure she'll want to share some more advice for any other franchisors out there. Clarissa, I can't thank you enough for joining us tonight. Great information on healthcare and franchising. We look forward to seeing you at the IFA Public Affairs Conference in just a couple of weeks.
Well, thank you, Jack. It's been a pleasure, and look forward to seeing you next week, and it will in just 2 weeks as well. So thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much. Good night, everybody, from Social Geek Radio.
Good night.